I'll tell you who she is later. I'm going to have her on the show, and I'll help her anyway we can, because we may not agree on a lot of stuff, but on this one issue regarding business and the business that I happen to be in, we do agree on, and I'll become an ally of hers if we can work out some kind of an agreement together. So, ladies and gentlemen, State House District 23, Mr. Chris Hadsell joins us on the hotline. Mr. Hadsell, welcome into the program, sir.
Hey, Jimmy, thanks for having me.
Nice to have you. Let's talk about District 23. That's southern. That is in the, describe where the district at, the boundaries at, because we got people listening from all over.
Sure, absolutely. It's kind of in North Lakewood, and then as you move kind of north of 6th Avenue, it goes from Sheridan all the way kind of out to Golden, to Applewood, just kind of touches Golden, and then kind of goes down from there into Green Mountain and kind of western Lakewood.
So gotcha.
That's pretty much, pretty much the district. And then Ken Summers, actually, you're going to have him on in a little bit, and he actually used to serve in the district.
Okay, so yeah, this is Summers' old district. Ken Summers is going to be on the program just a little bit later, talking about his recovery from West Nile. Then he moved up, after he served, to northern Colorado. Let me ask you, sir, if I may, give us a little bit of your background. Obviously a new name in the political realm. You want to go to the State House of Representatives. What's your background? Where are you coming from?
Yes, sir. Well, thanks for the question. So I'll just start off right away. I was a Marine for almost 10 years. And as you know, Jimmy, Marines like to fight, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm fighting for the citizens of the House District, and I'm fighting really for all of Coloradans, because I think we need to bring this back to actually responsible governorship and responsible government. And that's one of the things that I'm doing. We don't need an echo anymore in House District 23. We've kind of had 8 years of extreme representation, and we don't need it anymore. So that's why I kind of woke up one night and told my wife that, hey, I can't do this anymore. Politicians, whether we like it or not, are our leaders, and I don't see very many politicians being leaders anymore. So I'm going to take what I learned in the Marines, almost 10 years in the Marines, and what I've learned in 10 years in business now. I've got 2 degrees in business, 2 master's degrees in business, an MBA, and an MS in marketing, and I'm going to take that to the Capitol.
So you served in the Marines, and then after you were out of the Marines, what kind of business did you get into? Or did you just retire?
No, I actually work in the healthcare industry, sir.
Okay, very good. So you are so you know a little bit about healthcare. What are the major issues you think face the state of Colorado right now, besides having a feckless governor in John Hickenlooper? My opinion, I'm not ascribing that to you, but besides having a governor who doesn't know how to lead our state or cast any great vision for the future for our state, what are the greatest needs that you see facing the state of Colorado?
Well, overall, I think government's role is really to protect the most vulnerable amongst us, right? So protect our kids, protect our senior citizens, protect those with mental and physical disabilities. Other than that, almost everybody else needs to figure this out on their own. And that's one of the things that I want to do is when I go down is I want to make sure we don't pass regulation that harms small businesses. I want to make sure that we pave our roads, because I know you know, Jimmy, but we've got about 10,000 people a month moving into the state of Colorado. So we just can't keep on kicking our infrastructure needs down the road. We need to figure out what we're going to do, how we're going to pave our roads, how we're going to fix our bridges, how we're going to handle energy development, how we're going to handle our, taking care of our water needs. So there's a lot of things that needs to be decided. So those are some of the issues. How are we going to educate our kids? How are we going to provide for transportation? And how are we going to provide safety for the citizens of Colorado? And that's, going out there and just supporting our men and women in blue.
Now, as District 23, was that an open seat that you're running for? Do you have a primary, and who are you running against?
No, so it's an open seat, and I'm running against Chris Kennedy.
All right, very good. So the folks who want to learn more about you and your campaign in HD 23, they can go to where to do that?
They can go to our website. Our website is gochrishadsell.com, and that's gochrishadsell.com, and they can go there.
You got it. Chris Hadsell, it's a pleasure. Thanks for taking time. Gochrishadsell.com, HADSALL, gochrishadsell.com. That's his website if you want to learn more about his candidacy in HD 23. By the way, if you're a candidate out there, and you want to be on, I'm a bipartisan host. That's what I am. If you want to be on the program, have access to the listening audience, I would implore you to send us a note. You can do that at jimmylakey@iheartmedia.com. jimmylakey@iheartmedia.com. And that's both sides of the aisle. It's open, as we did the primary season. I will get you on and give you ample time to introduce yourself on these radio broadcast waves in the state of Colorado.